89.3 The Current, Block Rockin' Weekend, three different artists, but one artist. That was Naff, song called Door, Rilo Kiley, The Execution of All Things, and Jenny Lewis with the Watson Twins singing The Big Guns from Rabbit Fur Coats. What do they have in common? They have in common Jenny Lewis, who is standing here with me in the studio today. Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
You sing on all of those records, and you're in town with a show Tuesday night at the State Theater. Tickets, still, there's still tickets available.
There are, and we have a very, very special opener, a surprise opener. So I highly...
Are you going to tell us who it is?
I can't say.
It's a secret?
It's a secret, but it will knock your socks off.
Are you continuing to mind the... What was that line in Execution of All Things? The Omaha music scene?
You know, that is just a line. It's poetry.
Okay.
But I'm just going to say that you should get there early.
All right. Be there early for Jenny's
great songs.
Show.
Great songs.
Should be awesome. And so you've been... We were talking earlier. You've been hanging out a bit in... In Minneapolis, we were just talking about Trampled by Turtles and Frankie Lee and the Cactus Blossoms. And
big fan of all three of those bands.
I love it. I love that you've been here because it seems like if you're on the road, you probably typically don't have time to really get to know a place or a people. And you seem to have really grasped this community that we've got going on here.
Yeah, I've been fortunate to, you know, meet some really cool people and... hear some great records. I actually saw the Cactus Blossoms in New York City.
Mm.
One of the best shows I've been to. And saw them last week at the Bandshell.
The Harriet, Harriet Bandshell gig. Yeah.
Which is so cool because it's a band and then a movie. And it was really so great because there were kids dancing. There were senior citizens. There were like young kids there. Good food. It was just like the perfect vibe to see like classic music.
You know that everybody in Minneapolis is very proud, and I wouldn't say protective, but we're sort of like always curious when someone comes in from the outside and experiences the city and then to get their reactions. And so it sounds like you've had a really positive time here. Thumbs up for like the Minneapolis community and the music
up.
Scene.
Thumbs all right. up. All around.
Guys, we got the endorsement from Jenny Lewis.
Yeah, you really need that.
We do. You know, it's we were worried. We were afraid you were going to go to Portland next instead. But here you are in Minneapolis. And you can stay as long as you want. We'll let you.
Although there is around. A connection, I think, with the Twin Cities in Portland. It seems like every shop I've gone into is playing the Portlandia theme song. The entire song.
Really?
Where I walk in, I'm like, this song is great. Wait. How do I know this? Whoa, it's the Portlandia theme song.
Wow. The theme, not the Dream of the 90s song, but the actual
song. Theme song.
Wow.
So I don't know why, but I'm putting it out there.
I like it. So you're hanging out in Minneapolis through Labor Day. You're going to see the Revolution. And have you made the state fair yet?
I have not.
Hmm.
I don't think I've ever been to a state fair.
Yeah.
I grew up in Los Angeles.
Where is the state fair? Is it like...
I'm guessing Orange County.
I would think it'd be like Sacramento or something. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Stockton?
What
Bakersfield?
Happens? Oh, Stockton. Isn't that where Pavement? They're from Stockton.
Yeah. I don't know. Davis? Random cities in California?
What happens
Fresno?
At a state fair?
Whoa.
Deep fried Mars bars?
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Deep fried Mars bars. But, you know, they started with like an agricultural thing. Like, come in and get your animals judged. Like, what's the best... of this or that, right? And then it kind of grew and grew and grew, and now it's a real it's a gathering in Minnesota. I mean, it's like this is one of the biggest ones, probably because the location is in the Twin Cities, so you've got all the people from the Twin Cities. It's not like it's if it was in the center of the state where there was a lower population, it would be less people from the Twin Cities would go there, but all the people from what they call outstate come in to go to the fair. So you get this whole melting pot of humanity at the state fair, and it's about I don't know, about 150,000 people every day that comes down. And there are stages and stages of bands. So most of the bands that we were just talking about have played free gigs out there. And then there's a grandstand. And tomorrow Weezer's playing at the grandstand, which is super fun.
Bonnie Raitt
is playing Monday. I saw the Turtles and Paul Revere and the Raiders the other night.
TBT.
There you go. TBT. There you go. So, yeah. And there's also a lot of weird food on a stick.
Great.
So if you're open for weird food on a stick, you should definitely.
I'd also like to get my animals judged, so I'll bring my koi fish next year.
I wonder if they, I don't know if they do exotic pets. It's more livestock, but.
I prefer sort of mangy pups anyway, so I don't think they'd rank very high.
You know, can I overshare with you? My family's adopting a puppy tonight, an 8-week-old rescue puppy that we're getting delivered. So I'm a little freaked out today on the air, but you know,
what kind of puppy?
It looks like a beagle shih tzu mix, something like that.
Good mix.
So hopefully he's going to be a sweetie and we're going to call him Winston. But sidebar. Anyways, puppies are on my mind right now.
Winston, hello.
Yeah, exactly. So we heard from all your career stuff in there. And so this Rabbit Fur Coat record that's 10 years old, that was like your first solo record, right?
It was.
And it was still... Rilo Kiley was still active at that point. So it wasn't, you know, whereas the last record, it's clear you're on your own. But that at that point, was it thought of as a diversion or as a main vehicle?
Well, I never considered being a solo artist. I was always, my identity was wrapped up within my band, which was my family. Rilo Kiley, we started when I was 17 years old. So, Connor Oberst was starting his own label called Team Love. And we were friends, and Saddle Creek put out The Execution of All Things, the Rilo Kiley record, and he approached me and asked if I wanted to make a solo record for his label, and I said, I don't want to make a solo record.
Yeah.
And he said, I really believe in you. I really want you to do this. And so it was really because he suggested it, and I had all of these songs that I was working on, and I recorded them very quickly with Mike Mogus in about a week.
Mm-hmm.
Spent a couple days with M. Ward in Portland recording a couple of other songs, and suddenly had a solo record. I also wanted to make something like this record, this Laura Nyro record called Gonna Take a Miracle, where the LaBelle sisters are backing her. And so I asked the Watson twins to sing with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we arranged the backing vocals in a couple of hours, and it was just like this, just we're meant to sing together.
Yeah.
And it clicked instantly, and it was a very easy project because it was just meant to be. It's crazy that it's been 10 years, and I'm re-releasing it, or I've re-released it on my own label, which is called Love's Way, and it's named after my parents' band. They had a lounge act in Las Vegas in the 70s called Love's Way. And so that was my first reissue. And then my second proper release is NAF,
mm-hmm.
Nice and Friendly for the Kids.
We heard Door right there. Thanks for naming your band with words we can't say on the radio.
Nice and Friendly for the Nuns
and the
Kids.
Nice and Friendly. Nice. Yep. And now that record, it reminds me of the New York band ESG, the sort of like early 80s New York funk punk kind of thing. Was that sort of where you were going with that, with this?
I think it, well, we started the band just to jam in mm-hmm. New York City. I moved to New York City about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm staying in my friend's apartment on and off. And my friend Tennessee Thomas, whose father is Pete Thomas, who plays
from the Attractions.
Attractions, great drummer. She's an amazing drummer and hadn't really been playing that much. So Pete and I conspired to get her back behind the kit.
Oh.
So he sent her this flat drum kit, which is basically just heads and all that could fit in her little shop in the East Village. Oh. She had a little clothing shop called the Deep End Club, a little sort of community spot. And so we set up bass drums. We asked our friend Erica Forrester from Au Revoir Simone to come and play bass. Mm-hmm. And so it's just bass, drums, and vocals. And I can't tell you how great it is to sing without electric guitar, because it's in the same frequency as the human voice. So to have this very open music to sing over, and I'm singing, but I'm also doing all of my vocal effects live. So mm-hmm. I'm dubbing out my vocals. And
with the delays and stuff.
Yeah, and you can really hear it when there isn't a guitar in there in that same frequency.
Totally.
So we kind of, ESG is kind of our spirit band, and also the great band Suicide.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the two bands.
The New York
early,
bands. Yeah. Early band. And also, you know, elements of krautrock and Neue and things like that in the music. And we were trying to get you guys to do something on Rock the Garden do a surprise gig that day, but the timing didn't work out. But you guys ended up playing at the Turf Club, I think it was the next night after Rock the Garden this year. And
love the Turf Club.
Oh, such a great place.
Love the Clown Lounge. I was at the Turf Club, and I just walked outside of my dressing room into this dark room,
yeah,
turned on the light, and there's like this amazing, creepy, awesome room with the piano, yeah, with the clown paintings.
Well, you know, you have passed all of our tests. You know about the Clown Lounge. You know about the Harriet gigs, the Harriet Banshell gigs. You know about, you know, the Wedge. You are now like, you're an honorary Minnesotan. We should like bequeath this upon you now. So
shout out to the Wedge.
There you go. Shout out to the Wedge. You know about all the local bands in town. It's Jenny Lewis. And have a blast here this weekend. It's beautiful weather. You're not here in January. Good timing.
Yep.
And have a great gig on Tuesday. And thanks for stopping by to chat.
Thanks. And remember to get there early on
Surprise
Tuesday.
Special guest.
Surprise, surprise.
All right. So we're going to go into a block now from LCD Sound System. And I just, when we were about to go on, I said, do you know James Murphy? And you said, you have a story.
Well, I was in Jamaica in November. Mm-hmm. I was down there recording a couple songs and out at Goldeneye, which is this incredible resort. And I was asked to play this food and music festival. So they paid for me to go down there, and I mm-hmm. played four songs. And James Murphy was DJing. And he's a foodie, and yeah, he loves natural wine. Which
doesn't he have his own coffee blend or something like that? Or
he has his own coffee blend, but he also opened a restaurant in Brooklyn which specializes in natural and biodynamic wine. And so he ended up playing basically like a private DJ set for about 20 people.
Sweet.
And we danced all night in Jamaica.
Nice.
To the best DJ set I've ever heard in my life.
That's awesome.
I mean, he's so talented. I'm such a big fan of his.
Yeah, he came in here one time and we do this thing called Death of a Dial. It's a guest DJ appearance. And he insisted on doing it live with two turntables and killed it. Just,
oh yeah,
you know, incredible stuff. So, all right. Well, let's do some James Murphy, LCD Sound System here. It's Block Rockin' Weekend. Thanks again, Jenny Lewis, stopping by. Show Tuesday. State, get there early. Go to the Wedge. Thanks for hanging.
Thanks.